Good evening. Welcome to The Blues. I'm Lee Hay, and this is a Christmas special. We're going to begin with Steve Schmidt's Jingle Bells. We'll also hear from Bootsy Collins, Robin and Joni Lacey, Sonny Mormon, Greg Schauber, Stuart Holman, and Chuck Adair. Kelly Ritchie tells a Christmas story about getting her first guitar. We'll also hear from Larry Goshorn, Tommy Emmanuel, Charles Brown, Freddie King, James Brown, Ben Levin, Bluebirds, Marcus Sastry, and we'll end with Peter Frampton on the blues.
We'd like to play for you now my arrangement of Jingle Bells.
The name is Bootsy, baby. And we're going to introduce this next song called Silent Night. It was one of my favorite songs. That's why I actually put it on this CD. And hopefully you enjoy it. I mean, it always touched me, so hopefully it touched you. All right, happy holidays, baby.
Yeah, I remember. I remember when I was a little boy. Me and my sister was always excited about Christmas. My older brother, Catfish, he seemed to never be excited about Christmas or nothing else too much, for some strange reason. But my sister and I was all the way over the top. Every year was Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. I wanted me a Lionel train. Yeah. Then as time went on, I began to hang around the wrong crowd, so to speak. But I felt it was the right crowd for me. They began to tell me, oh, there ain't no Santa. Then they took it a step further and said, well, how is he gonna get in your house and you living in the ghetto with no fireplace? What kind of chimney is he gonna come down? I said,
must be coming through the window.
So, if you stay in the basement, you'll never fall out the window. That's what my mama always said.
God bless her soul.
So I changed Santa's name to protect the innocent.
You know we're all guilty.
Now I call him the King of Kings.
Yeah.
And Lord of Lords.
Preach.
And oh yeah, I do believe.
In folk we trust.
Yeah.
Because having faith is not an option. You know we must. Believe that.
Silent night. It's a holy night. Yeah, because all is calm. And all is bright. Looking good, baby. Round yonder virgin mother, then child. It's holy. Holy and fine. Oh, so tender, tender.
Savior is my This is Robin Lacey.
And this is Joni Lacey.
And we want to wish you all a Merry, Merry Christmas. And this is Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Making a list and checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. You better watch out.
Better not cry.
You better not pout.
I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
On a cold Christmas night. Oh, 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 oh.
Watch out for the gator, baby.
That's right. Woo! Yay! Get on up on that thing.
I'm Sonny Mormon. I'm going to play you a little Christmas song. Merry Christmas, y'all.
I'm Greg Schauber, and this next piece is Angels We Have Heard on High with a little Beethoven stuck in the middle of it.
I'm Stuart Holman.
And I'm Chuck Adair. We wanted to take a simple, sort of an old-style approach to this song, so we used two acoustic guitars to sort of set that mood. It's nice to hear the beauty of an acoustic guitar and not so much amplification all the time. We wanted to give it the feel of just a nice, leisurely stroll through the snow and enjoying all the scenery as it unfolds, and hopefully that's what you'll get out of this.
So we landed on Walking in a Winter Wonderland. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kelly Ritchie, and I would like to share my favorite Christmas story with you. I grew up playing the piano, and by the time I was a teenager, I really wanted something that was more expressive. I wanted something that was louder, a little bit more exciting. Not that the piano can't be exciting, but I wanted something that reflected the emotions that I was feeling. And I had a next-door neighbor that had a set of drums, and I used to play the drums in his basement until one day he said, why don't you take the drums home with you and play? And so I, you know, was excited. I brought the drums home, set them up in my bedroom, and banged on them 24/7 until my dad finally said, look, if you'll give the drums back, I'll buy you whatever you want. And that was, you know, it was getting close to Christmas, and I told my dad, I said, I want an electric guitar. And, you know, I never really dreamed I'd get one. I would go to the music store and I'd look at guitars and they were expensive, you know, and we were a very middle-class family. Things like that would have been a luxury. But, you know, my dad never really acted like he was that interested in getting me an electric guitar. He just kind of played it off. And he worked at Sears. And so when I was growing up, the Sears catalog was something that people really shopped out of a lot. This was before Amazon.com and, you know, before the internet and all that kind of stuff. So I found a guitar in the catalog and I said, well, you know, what about this? So anyway, long story short, we always celebrated Christmas on Christmas Day. But this one year, 1977, I was 15 years old. For Christmas Eve, my parents went next door and came back with this box that they had wrapped. And I wasn't one to go looking for presents. You know, they didn't really have to hide from me. If anything, I'd ask my parents, where are the presents hidden? Because I didn't want to blow the surprise. But I guess this was a little bit bigger and they hid it at the neighbor's house. They came back and I thought, wow, oh no, surely not. Really? You know, I was so excited. I opened it up and it was an electric guitar and a little like 3-watt amp. And the guitar was a Sunburst Les Paul copy, a Sears and Roebuck guitar. I went through 3 of them in 3 months, and I immediately started taking lessons. I think it was like January 5th or something. I don't know that that's the actual date, but it was like the first week in January I started taking lessons from the father of a couple of guys I used to go skating with, a man named Eddie Beckley. Boy, he was a great teacher. And so my Les Paul copy, little 3-watt amp is where I started, and I got that on Christmas Eve of 1977, and that's when my journey began. And it was absolutely the best Christmas that I ever had. It was something that I'll always remember. It was really special. Unfortunately, that guitar kind of fell apart. I don't remember what happened to it, but my parents got me a Tele copy. And they said, okay, we're going to get you this, and then you're on your own. And I bought all my own gear after that. And so that's my favorite Christmas story. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Good evening. I'm Brian O'Donnell wishing you and yours a very, very happy Christmas. You know, a while back, a bunch of us got together to celebrate the life and the music of our friend Larry Goshorn. And here is Larry Goshorn now with his tune called Christmas This Year from his CD, I Wish I Could Fly.
Frosted trees and candlelight, smiles and Christmas cheer, doorways strung with mistletoe and kisses laced with beer. People gathered near the hearth as fireplaces glow. The ground is lightly dusted with the newly fallen snow. I hear the strains of jingle bells and laughter somewhere near. But my eyes are burning, and in my heart I fear Christmas simply doesn't feel like Christmas this year. faces bright with sweet surprise when morning's gifts appear. Children dressed like Eskimos, the sky is cold and clear. I watch them pull their sleds and wish that I could feel their joy. But Christmas hasn't felt like that since I was a little boy. Frozen tears upon my face, I turn against the wind. I'd give a lot to change the past and do it all again. Christmas simply doesn't feel like Christmas this year.
Your Jingle Bells, Merry Christmas, I Love You from James Brown on the Blues.
Bells will be ringing the glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas
baby's gone. I have no friend to wish me greeting once again. Choirs will be singing silent night, Christmas carol by candlelight. Please come on for Christmas. Please come on for Christmas. If not for Christmas, by New Year's night. Friends and relations, send salutations. Sure as the stars shine above, this is Christmas. Yes, Christmas, my dear, time of year to be with the one you love. Then won't you tell me you'll never more roam? Christmas and New Year will find you home. There'll be no more sorrow, no grief and pain, 'cause I'll be happy, happy once again.
that you are mine. Can't you see I love you so, and I wanna treat you so right? Can't you see I really need you to keep everything tight? It's been a long, long time since I said that you were mine. I'd like to say it, baby, at Christmas time. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I love you.
I love you.
Don't go away. Don't go away. Don't go away. Don't go away, baby. So and treat you so right. Can't you see I really need you and keep everything tight? It's been a long, long time since you said that you were mine. But baby, I'd like to say it at Christmas time. Merry Christmas.
Hi, everybody. My name is Ben Levin. I'm a local blues piano player and singer from here in Cincinnati. I just released a new Christmas song. It's a bluesy Christmas tune called Forgotten Mrs. Claus. And I want to wish you all happy holidays.
My woman shook the bed by 12:30. Told me to get up. I told her it's way too soon. I was out all night putting gifts under trees. She said, now Santa, did you forget about me? I said, oh man, don't have a second to pause. I gave the whole world presents and forgot Mrs. Claus. Jumped out of bed, looked around the room, couldn't find a thing but an old dusty broom. I gotta find something, even if I stole. I need a gift to keep a happy North Pole. I said, oh man, don't have a second to pause. Gave the whole world presents and forgot Mrs. Claus. By now, I was in deep. Gotta find something, and it better be cheap. She want a diamond ring, not an elf on a shelf. I got nothing, I'ma spend Christmas by myself. Oh man, don't have a second to pause. I gave the whole world presents and forgot Mrs. Claus.
Hi, I'm Marco Sastry of the Bluebirds, and all the Bluebirds are here, and we're going to do a Christmas song that we love and we heard since we were kids, our own little rendition of it, and it's called Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Hey.
Yeah, he's making a list now. He's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. And he knows when you've been sleeping. And he knows when you're awake. And he knows when you've been a bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. You better watch out now. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to the town. Take that thing.
O Holy Night, Peter Frampton live. We also heard from Marco Sastry, We Three Kings. Both of those were from the first Ring CD. Thanks for listening to The Blues on 91.7 WVXU Cincinnati and 88.5 WMUB Oxford. I'm Lee Hay. Merry Christmas.